Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Chef Plum's done all the hard work in the kitchen, so Anna and Raven don't have to.
Secret ingredient. That's all you need to make the best potato salad in the world. Mm. Here's the problem. I don't think anybody even likes potato salad.
That is not true. Mm-hmm. That is a ridiculous thing. Anna doesn't like potato salad.
Potato salad's great.
Plum, right. It's a staple of summertime gatherings for families here in America. It's a big deal.
Disagree. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. A lot of barbecues kicking off the summer months, and Chef Plum is joining us. You can listen to his podcast, Plum Love Foods, wherever you get your podcast, or get his info at chefplum.com. Plum, there's secret ingredients that go in. I don't even know how to make potato salad because I dislike it so much that I never make it.
That's where the hate comes from.
Also, I feel like grocery stores have it down pat. Why do I have to get involved?
No, they do not. It's not like mama makes it.
A little part of me just died when you said that.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. I have
to write in my diary tonight. Listen, potato salad, right? There's a couple ways you can make it. Do you want to make a warm potato salad, like a German potato salad? Do you want to make a potato salad you're going to put out like a barbecue? Either way, my secret ingredient for all of these things is mustard. Mustard is the key ingredient for me.
Okay, I need a timeout.
Sure.
Before we get to this mustard. What the heck is a hot potato salad?
Oh, it's a German potato salad you make with a hot mustard dressing that goes on top of it. It's served warm. It's delicious. A lot of people put bacon. It's great.
That seemed like more like a baked potato, and I might be on board with that. All right, hold on.
There's all sorts of different ways to do your potatoes. You can scallop that sucker, anything.
I wish we took a video to show, because all of a sudden you saw Anna's wheel start turning. And
Now we're talking about baked potatoes, which is very different. All right, so let's talk about making your potato salad. Mustard.
Sure. Yeah, so the way I do it is I'm going to cook my potatoes. I'll cut them and I'll cook them in salted water, right? Whenever you cook potatoes, you want to start in cold water. Don't start them in hot water. If you start them in hot water, what happens is the outside of the potato cooks before the inside does. Mm. Cold water, so it all comes to temp at the same time. Very, very important.
That's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Salted water, too. Make it taste like the ocean, right? It's your one time to season the inside of the potato. So salt the water very, very heavily.
That's interesting. I don't know how many people actually do that.
Yeah, very, very important. So once you have that part down, drain it out when the potatoes are done. You can tell they're done because you put a fork in them and try to pull them out of the water and they'll fall off before they come out. That's how you know they're done.
Okay.
Right. I mean, or you can just look and guess they're done. They probably are. Let them rest in a colander, okay? What happens is when they rest, the starches expand and it makes the potatoes fluffy. If you try to like eat them immediately, they're a little bit denser. If they rest, the starches expand and makes them nice and fluffy. Next, what you're going to do, you're going to have some chopped up celery, some chopped up onions. I even use the celery leaves as well. I think it all looks great in there. And I'm going to toss it all together. You want to get crazy? Throw an egg in there. Throw some chopped bacon in there. It's your world. I'm just living in it.
How do you put an egg in there without it cooking?
You got a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, hard-boiled egg. Yeah, hard-boiled. That definitely makes more sense.
I should have said that. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. I'm talking
just this. Chunks up your mayonnaise mixture with it.
Right.
Is it a little something extra?
Sure.
I like that.
So then I'm going to take a small bowl and I'm going to add a little mustard, a little mayo, a little bit of vinegar, because I like to use a little red wine vinegar in mine, a salt, pepper. You want to get crazy, throw a little garlic powder in there or fresh garlic. Go for it. Whisk it up. Pour it like a salad dressing over top of your potatoes and your vegetables you have. Toss it together with a spatula. Don't use a fork because I'll mash it.
The mustard. Pour the mustard.
The mustard, mayo. You're going to mix that together in a bowl like a salad dressing.
Okay.
And you'll pour that over top of your potato salad. Toss it all together. Make sure everything's nice and coated. And because you let those potatoes rest, are nice and fluffy, it will just cling to that. And it's beautiful. It becomes creamy and delicious. I kind of want that now. I top mine with scallions or green onions to finish it off, because that's what makes it delicious.
All right.
Black pepper's your best friend.
That sounds a lot better than the potato salads that I've had in the past that I've decided are disgusting.
You want to get crazy with it? Do the exact same process, but take some mustard, a little bit of olive oil, a little pinch of mayo, heat it in a pan and whisk it all together. Pour that over top of it. Unbelievable. Warm. Serve it warm.
I want a hot potato salad. Hot potatoes. That's what I want.
Not at the barbecue.
Mm. No, yeah.
That's a dinner.
Right. But it's delicious, though. It's unbelievable. I can't believe I like potato salad. Who doesn't like potato salad?
Right.
Man?
Thank you.
I don't know. Plum Love Foods. You can listen to that podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Plum.